Show your wise part.
Okay, boys, I'll make a quick succumb of what we learnt last time. Last time we talked about Rachel Shiloh, we were speaking about the halachas of hot food, the moshal, pina namechen namechen, that's right. We're talking about you want to move around hot food, moshal, you've got a big pot which you're going to serve from, and you realise after a while, after you've served it, it's not much, it's a big pot, so you don't need to serve such a big pot to put back on the flame, on the blech. Yeah, you want to convert it into, change it into a smaller pot, and put that smaller pot back onto the flame. So there's a big shaila in the Gemara there. The Gemara actually doesn't answer this shaila, yeah? The Gemara leaves it as a teku. The Mishmur is making in this case. The Mishmur holds pinam mechon mechon. If one emptied out the contents of one kadeira into another kadeira, that second kadeira has never been on the flame. Yeah, we said? Master Mishmur is making. Since the food was on the flame beforehand, that's allowed. Based on this... Sorry? Yeah, but it's still hot. It's still boiling hot. You're right, that's still boiling hot. The Chabah holds the Ramah holds, as long as it's still hot enough to serve to people, and therefore that's still called hot enough, that's good enough. Comes out from this Shaila, we said, that an nafkamina is when a person wants to revive his cholent. The mosh, his cholent is drying up. So we said, what people sometimes do, the easiest eitzah, the simplest one, practically the simplest eitzah will be, is a person goes to the urn, he takes a cup of water, fills it up with water, and then he goes to his cholent pot, so let's say he takes it off the blech, off the fire, moves it to the side. He doesn't want to be over hagosa maybe. Let's ignore that. He pours the water into that cholent pot. The chayra, that's equivalent, according to many poskim, of pinam amechon amechon. It's been in the second keli, and that water in that keli is now going on to the cholent pot, which is the keli rishon. So the Mishmaru is meko. Others disagree with it. They don't like this. They hold that the ma'aser of the morgan of Rome is machmir, and one should be machmir. So if one can avoid this shaila, better. The way to avoid the shaila, we said last time, the best way to avoid this shaila would be is to either take the cholent direct under the urn, carefully, and pour the water direct into the cholent pot, which we said you've got to be careful with the steam, or we said you can put a ladle into an urn, leave it there for a while, so it bubbles, it gets hot. That ladle now becomes a keli rishon, and then you can pour from that ladle that's become like being on the fire. And therefore you can move that now onto, pour the water from there into your cholent pot. And the last eitzah we gave last time, there's another interesting eitzah, which I saw, is if you use the lid of the cholent pot itself. Some of these lids can hold a bit of water. That lid is a keli rishon, it was on the fire. It's being taken off, goes to the urn, you put the water in it, hold a bit of water in it, to go back to your cholent pot, put it in. That's it.
Not on the fire.
So better not on the fire is the shalom hagdosa. That's what we spoke about last week, and that's what we said is the chayyah you should do, yeah? Those are the eitzahs, the few eitzahs. This time now we speak about completely different shaila. Someone's got some kegel in the fridge, and he wants to warm it up at Shabbos morning. Is there any way of doing this? What? Oh, well, I'm not going to speak about this yet. So this is what we're going to do. Is there any way of doing this? This is different shaila. Yeah, I must tell you, a while ago, a woman told me she has in her fridge, she has for Shabbos morning, she has, pieces of liver in mushroom sauce. And Shabbos morning, she puts this on top of her urn, and she gets it nice and hot, and she has it. Nura boy says, okay, that's much worse, because there's a liquid. A liquid, to heat up a liquid on Shabbos from cold, we are machmir, we hold yesh bishl achar bishl by a liquid. We hold as a problem, so a person can't reheat a liquid on Shabbos. So what we're talking about over here is we're talking about a solid, a dried up solid food. Lamosh, you've got, I don't know what, lokshen, you've got potatoes, you've got kegel, rice, you name it, but it's dry and solid. And you want to reheat it on Shabbos morning. You want to make it nice and warm. That for Shabbos morning, when you have your Shabbos Suda, you have, let's take kegel. You want to make a nice hot kegel, take it out the fridge. Can you do that or not? What's the way to do it? So this is a very interesting halacha, this actually. It's not, what? You see, it's not as posher as it seems. I'll tell you why. I want to go into a bit to the kishkas of this actually. In Reishnum Gimel Sipei, it seems a clear halacha, this. In Reishnum Gimel Sipei, it says, Mutter losses api kaderas chamin b'shabas tashish nisbachim a'er b'shabas kol tzorka. A person can put on top of another kadera of hot food on Shabbos a tafshil which was cooked on a'er b'shabas kol tzorka. It's fully cooked. No problem, Bishel. So the Machaber says very clearly, you can take a food item, you've got your urn, let's say it's talking about the blech for the time being, it's on a blech, and you want to take a kedera from the fridge, which is cold. It's up to now, when we've been talking about Chazorah, we've been talking about the food being hot. You must realize, when the food is hot, you're taking it off the blech for a bit of time, and you're holding it and everything, that's a much less Mexican mavashal than when you take something cold and you put it on for the first time on Shabbos, on a hot place. It's a much stronger Mexican mavashal. It's a much stronger, looks like you're doing an act of cooking on Shabbos. So you need to be much more careful here, over here, yeah? So to put this on the blech itself is not allowed. To put this kegel directly on the blech itself with the flame on is not allowed on Shabbos.
On the flame?
On the flame.
Area 1.
Area 1. Even area 2 has got the same deal as this, because it's also hot, so it can make it to Yad Stelzberg. That is still a problem. One is not allowed to put a food on that area. Okay? Because that's so hot, that's mommy to strong Mexican mavashal. If you've got a cold part of the blech where it can't get to Yad Stelzberg, I mean, you're not going to much enjoy it, there's not much point. If you want to just warm it up, to make a little bit of warmth to it, it's not much enjoyment. So to put it on the blech itself, where it gets hot, is not allowed to be done on the shower. We're talking about putting it on top of the kedera, and you're allowed to do it. So the Mechaber says, claw over here, you're allowed to, yeah? The Mechaber says, clearly you're allowed to do it. That's mutter. There's no mechsi kemavashim. That's brought down here in the Ochas Shabbos. Some of Dalit. Mutter on the Atashi Yofir, a kadera, melee, or mecha, maim, or ilumes, you've got an urn, could be the same thing. Someone's got an urn full of water, he wants to put it on top there to heat up the food. One is allowed to do that, no problem.
Is there
a time limit?
Yeah.
What do you mean, a time limit?
It takes 2 hours.
No,
we should put it on 3 hours before.
No, come on, it takes 2 hours to heat up.
Yeah, you want to go to shul.
No, the only problem, he's got a good point over here. Is there a time limit on this? It's not bishul, there's no problem. The only problem is you've got a problem with boira. Let's say your chicken soup is in the fridge, mixed with a whole lot of other things. Then you have to fit into boira. Boira has to be stomach or sudden. So you can only take it out. If it takes 2 hours to eat up, you can only do it within 2 hours. Very often it's not mixed up, though. If it's not mixed up, you've got your pot in the fridge, it's completely separate, it's not mixed up, there's no tarubas there. You can put it on when you wake up in the morning. You want. If it's mixed up, then he's right. You have to fit into the halachas of Boira as well. You've got Bishlam Boira to worry about. Yeah? That's a good point. Yeah, it's great.
Why is area 2 worse than putting the top of the
urn? Area 2 gets to the Yasler's Boira. It's very hot. The urn is.
Yeah,
but no normal person in his right mind would ever cook anything on top of an urn. Unless he's got something wrong with his marbles. He's got something wrong with himself. He's cooked on there. But no normal person cooks on top of an urn. It's not a normal thing to do. There's something wrong with it if he does it. If mummy's you take away the Mexican mavashal. You must realize that's the whole story over here. No normal. What? Area 2 gets the Yad Stelzberg, we said. Area 2 is Yad Stelzberg. It's boiling hot. We get the Yad Stelzberg and cook. That's what we're saying. And you told me, you tried to add your breath, it was boiling hot in all the areas, you told me. So you have to know, yeah? If it's mummy's hot, you can cook there, then there's a problem. We're talking about on top of the pot over here, where it's mutter. There's a big problem with this halacha, my friends. What? No matzah mashal. There's no matzah mashal. But there's nothing wrong with heating the food up on Shabbos. You're allowed to heat up a food that was dry and cooked. There's no issur bishul like a bishul by a solid. The only problem is Mexican mavashal. It's a new gezeira of Mexican mavashal. There's no Mexican mavashal here. Mutter. That's how you get around this problem. A hot plate we're going to come to, aren't we? I can't come to a hot plate. Let me just go to Carmella, yeah? Right, the kids said we've got the violet on top of the urn. There is a big problem with this halacha. So nice it comes out, you can place kegel, potato, schnitzel. The problem with schnitzel on top of this urn is that the Aruch HaShabbos also says here, that's in Sif Lama. Let me just mention it while we're here.
So you know,
I'm coming to that, hold on. The violet, I'm not talking about a pot, hold on. The violet, I'm talking about a pot which has got food inside it. And you want to put something on top of that. I'm coming to your case in a minute, hopefully, yeah? The vial I'm talking about, you've got a pot with food inside, you want to put something on top. Just by the way, while we're discussing this, someone's got an urn, and he wants to put a schnitzel on top. So now he's going to have a bit of a problem. So here, let me just bring this out over here. He says, bring this out very nice over here. See, Vlamud, it's very nice to put your schnitzel on, mitzal hilchos Shabbos, but you're going to have a problem. You mustn't put your piece of schnitzel, or your chicken, or whatever it is, straight on the urn. You're going to make your whole water maybe meaty. The steam goes up into your chicken, it gets hot, it goes down again. You could make all your water meaty, then you're going to have a problem with your coffee in the morning. That's not very good. Even if you wrap the piece of chicken in a piece of foil, he says, Motsu shazov roitu derestuka hamiyai. Can't seep out some juice. Yeah, but how do you get absorbed into your urn? You're gonna have a problem. Lochain yitinas oif betoich kei. The best thing to do is take a foil container and you put your piece of chicken, your schnitzel inside that foil container. You put that on top of your urn or whatever it is. Butter. You must realize the same thing could apply. Cholent pot. You put your chaver on top. Yeah, you might have the same problem. You have to be careful with that as well. Okay, it seeps out, it won't go through, it won't seep into the thing. You wrap it, a few layers might be better, that's also true. A few layers might also stop it. But one layer of just tin foil around it could even go through. You're right, if you wrap it in a few layers, Lechaira, then you might have a shadow about tomorrow, you're going to have another problem, my friend, maybe, possibly. That's not so simple, we'll have to see about that. Then he says over here, and another thing you have to be careful about is if the bottom of the keli is wet, and it's sitting on your urn, that could also be problematic. So it's best to make sure the keli is dry, with your piece of schnitzel inside, and then you're fine. If it's wet, there is a shitter which holds that it goes through. That's all Hilchos Yehudeah possible. That's my.
Also, the wetness is there.
What? What do you mean? No, it's another keli. It doesn't go from one keli to another without juice. It doesn't go from travel from one keli to another. It's the same keli, it can go through. It can go from keli to oichel, it can go through without a problem. But keli to keli doesn't go without a liquid. You have to know, if you've got a very small amount of juice, the mummy's negligible. If you're going to get a lot of juice that comes out, you're going to have a problem keeping our liquids. Now, everyone's asked about this empty keli. I want to say there's a very interesting point here. The Bi'a Halacha asked the Kasha. In Rishna, we've said a very posh halacha. If someone's got a pot burning on the fire, he's allowed to take a piece of a pot of kegel and put it on top of that urn. For any of the Bi'a Halacha, he doesn't understand. It's a steer, and Siv Gimel is a very similar halacha to this over here. And he's talking about an empty pot. And the Mechaber says over here, you can't do it. He sees that his pot is burning. You can put an empty pot on the thing and help him. I mean, what's the case? Someone's got a hot pot on the fire. He's got chicken cooking on a pot. He sees it's beginning to burn a bit. So it's hot. He wants to lift it up and put an empty pot underneath here and put the chicken back on again. Says the Mechaber, that's mutter. But, says the Mechaber, if you put that pot on the ground, then you can't put it back on the empty pot. I don't understand. In Sif Hay, I just told you, you could take coal from the fridge and put it on top. And here you're telling me it's boiling hot, I put it on the ground, I can't do it. What's going on? What is going on? So the Bi'a Halacha makes a distinction between a pot which has got food in and an empty pot. Because the Bi'a Halacha, if the pot is empty, that's like another blech. It's nothing. Doesn't take away blech from a bashel. You can either got two blechs on. That's posher. Someone put three layers of blech, one on top of the other, and he wants to put a food on top of that blech from the fridge, cold, no good. Because every blech doesn't take away the messing of Hashem. And says the Bi'a Halacha, if it's an empty pot, and you put it on top of, he's talking about even a blech, Pastor, he's talking about even the blech, I think. An empty pot, yeah, that means you take an empty pot, yeah, put it upside down, you've got a gap between the blech and your food that's going to go on top of this pot. Says the Bi'a Halacha, it's a problem. An empty pot is like another blech. Oh, but the Bi'a Halacha learned about is that it's not derivational. The Bi'a Halacha learns you have to do more than make it not messing with Rashi. You have to eliminate it's not on the fire. And this is still like on the fire, says the Bi'a Halacha. Yeah, it's much cooler, but the Bi'a Halacha learns that's a problem in that case. So according to the Bi'a Halacha, to take an empty kadeira and put it upside down and put your food on top of that is not allowed. You with me? What? The Bi'a Halacha says if the pot has got food inside, then you can do it. He doesn't mention between cold. He says you're not allowed to do it. Even by hot food, he doesn't allow to do it with an empty pot. Call the chayim the cold food. Cold food's worse. Again, let me just get this clear. The Bi'a Halacha says that if you've got an empty pot and you turn it upside down, Chazanish is mad with this, that when there's an empty pot, it's just like another blech. Now, she'enke, when you've got food in the pot, the food itself gives heat. It's like a new heat that's coming on top to heat the food on top. That is so far removed, that's mutter. Memele says the Bi'a Halacha, an empty pot is not a heter on Shabbos to just put an empty pot on your blech and put a cold food on it. Is that clear?
Yep.
That comes up from the Bi'a Halacha. Others disagree with the Bi'a Halacha, Shlomo Zalman and many others. They learn, like you're saying, that a boy is not messing with a vashel. It's not messing with Ashul. This is a big shy. It's a possible. This is an Oikha Shabbos over here. He brings over here. He's actually Machmir. Ein lo niacha oif hamechem v'licha tzitza. Agabe hamechem v'licha tzitza. Sorry. Parrot base. What's it? He's actually, it's Noita Lahachmi, let's just see. Samadalit. He's actually named Samadalit. Heterzeshin is by a Siva Koidim on a pot which has got food inside. It's only a Kadesh or Eshu Dakash or Eshu Kadem Leba Tashu. That's only if the pot has got food inside it. Avul Kashak Kadem Leba Tashu Rekom Oikhan, if it's an empty pot. Eilon Nia Hal Gabo Tashu. You may not put on top of it a food. Next one, is the session of stuff Yoshua Karka, because they've written them, or Bain, but Recon, it makes no difference whether this pot is on a blech or not on a blech. This Kadei Recon, this is empty pot, makes no distinction whether it's on a blech or not a blech. If it's an empty pot, you can put nothing on top of it, as I state in the Mishnah Berurah. What?
Even upside down.
Even upside down. Doesn't help. Going, Al Gabi Pacham Chasas, or Ace, Al Gabi Pacham Chasmur, also. The Yesh, Shehitiru, Mamikra, Shagdei Recon, Munachas, or Ace, Grufu, Kutum. Some allow this if the fire has got grufa ketumah. That means you've got a fire which got a blech on, and a person wants to use his kegel up. Some people tina if you've got a blech already on, and you put another kedera reikonis upside down, and you put your kegel on top of that, that is mutter. Again, this is not about a solid food. Yeah, obviously a liquid food this won't help you with, because you've got to put a solid food. So this is what many people rely on, and they, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so there's a machlokas we're saying over here, an empty pot which got no food in, you turn it upside down and you put it on a blech, is that allowed or not? So Shlomo Zalman and others, and myself, really, people also say that's mutter, it's not Mexican of Ashul. The Bialocha learns and that's no good. The Bialocha learns the only heter is if the pot has got food in. Then you can say the second food is being cooked from the steam, the Chaznish Masbir, of the food rather than the actual fire below, that's so far removed from Mexican of Ashul, that's mutter. This is a big shayla. So if someone asks a shayla, can I put an empty pot on a blech, on a fire? So my colleagues, Mr. Brewer and others. So you can choose. I mean, I must tell you, this I haven't got clear. I was very busy with this today. Is how high must the kadeira be? How high must the kadeira be? So if you can find anyone who says that, I'd be very happy. I asked a certain Rav, and I just want to show you what I did. The one Rav told me, and it's arranging what he said, I must tell you, he said, what was that? Can you use a very shallow tray to make, let's say you want to be lenient with this, you want to put your empty pot on a blech, and then put your kegel on top. How high must it be raised? How high must the kadeira be? Well, it looks like, no, it's a good question. It's good. He asked, what's the mice is not messing with the actual. The terrace is, if it's very thin, it's getting most of its heat from the actual fire, the blech. That could be, that doesn't take it away. So, I made a diagram here, what's going to. Oh, one Rob told me, basically what he said to me, he said it has to be 3 inches above. 3 inches above. I've got the first green line over here, the long one. 3 inches is quite high. I asked him why he's so mad. He said to me, I'll tell you why it's interesting. Do you know why it's Machmeh? Basically why it's Machmeh. He said the reason why it's Machmeh is because he's worried of Yesh Bishol, Yesh Afia Acha Bishol. Do you hear? He's worried, let's say you take your kegel and you put it on, well, kegel's not a problem because it's baked. Let's say you take your chicken. You put it in a foil container on top of your urn. There's no liquid inside that foil container. It's going to be baked. So if there's not much of a gap between the fire and the chicken, he was choshish that you're going to have a problem of baking after cooking. And therefore, he had 3 inches. I was looking for a shittle which says less. I must say, I haven't found it clearly.
Schnitzels.
What?
The cook schnitzels.
The cook schnitzels are fried. Kugel is, yeah. So that, he said, we need 2 inches. Also a lot. It's also a lot. It's a lot. 2 inches is quite high. I mean, I took a normal one of these, what's it called, these foil containers. I took a small one. That's just about 2 inches. It's quite high. It is quite high. Now, actually, someone told me he does it. He's changed now to this thing. He told me the food gets very hot still. But it's very interesting. Yeah, it's nice. We haven't finished today, but we're supposed to learn. Hot plate has to do tomorrow. I'm sorry. I thought we finished all today. Let me just make a sick on what we learnt. The violet we're talking about, very interesting, a cold food, where there's no issue of bishul, I mean, there's no liquid inside there, otherwise you're going to have a problem with cold liquid, you can't eat that on Shabbos. We're talking about a cold, solid food to reheat it on Shabbos, and we want to put it on top of the urn. So we said that on top of a gedera, which has got food inside it, that's mutter. Even if there's no blech on there, yeah? That's such an indirect way, there's no Mexican bavashul, that's mutter. If the pot is empty, you want to turn the pot upside down, empty, and put a cold food on it, The bialocha is machme. The bialocha holds there's no heter if the pot which was standing on the flame has not got food in it, and you may not put anything on top. Others, or Shlomo Zalman and others, are makel if there's a blech on there, and you've got your empty pot on top of that. Together with those two, you can put your kegel on. Enjoy the kegel. Yeah.